Help keep your transmission running trouble-free for years to come. Get annual transmission flushes at AAMCO for a one-time fee of just $99.95 with AAMCO's Power Purge Lifetime Maintenance. Call 800-GO-AAMCO and visit AAMCOFirst.com.
The Don and Mike Show.
Shut up, shut up, shut up.
WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Laura, I have to tell you something about Mom.
What is it?
Before she died, she borrowed $5 from me, and she told me to get it from you.
Again? All right, well, we're having brunch at Joseph's, so why don't you just come down here?
Bye-bye. Oh, wait!
What?
Why wasn't I invited?
Well, Natalie said you had some kind of emergency.
Yeah, I stubbed my vagina.
You can stub it?
I can. I don't know about you.
The Don and Mike Show.
Way over the line, guys.
Guys.
The Don and Mike Show.
Hey, guys. Don and Mike Show heard every day on 25 different radio stations in America. All the way from Albuquerque, New Mexico, to Las Vegas, Pittsburgh, Spokane, Washington, Palm Springs, Iowa City. We got the affiliate list up at DonandMikeWebsite.com.
It's up, and it's up today.
And let me see. Hey, guys, not cool, guys. Hey, guys, tomorrow Jim Nantz will be on the show.
Watch out, guys.
And as you know, he's about to have a conniption fit because
bracket time.
Selection Sunday, guys.
Very excited. It's going to be the best Final Four ever, guys.
We're just talking with John about getting Nancy on the show.
Right.
And he wants to come on to her. She wants to come on tomorrow.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And I said, any idea what time? And this is typical Jim Nantz. It was something like this.
Is the schedule, man.
Well, it depends if East Creighton beats Gonzaga and if Villanova plays Kansas and then if East Carolina beats the University of Florida and there's not overtime, I will call you before Kentucky. Now, if Kentucky beats Indiana, then I will have to call you earlier during the Ohio State game.
A lot of spinning plates, guys. I'm Jim Nantz. I got to stay on it. Got to know what's going on. Got to be there. Got to know what's happening.
I realize the teams are wrong. Don't take me literally at that, but that's what he was saying. So
right.
We'll have Jimmy on the show tomorrow.
And I do hope every year, you know, that Gonzaga is in it, just because I like the name Gonzaga.
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 All right, you bastard.
Bastards?
You bastard. Where's the bastard thing?
There it is.
The guy's on the phone. And here's the thing from the guy's website.
I like this. I really like this already.
They're stupid. They always get their way. They're always in a headline. Just enough to make you say.
Those bastards.
Those bastards.
Everywhere you see.
Those bastards.
All right, we got on our phone right now a guy named Bill Fielding. And his website is thosebastardsthebook.com. He has actually written a book where he researched the lives of thousands of guys who are bastards.
Who people perceive as bastards. And he uses it not in the literal term, but he uses it in the nice subjective term that we use.
The way that we use it.
Right.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello, Bill.
Hey, I'm here.
Howdy, Bill. Welcome to the show.
Listen, I hear you gave the guys that are bastards. There's some girls on the list, too.
Oh, that's great. There should be. There really should be.
I see what you're looking at now, Mike. I see Charlie Manson.
You got Donald Trump on there.
And Bill O'Reilly.
Bill O'Reilly, who's on this station here in Washington with us. And
yeah, Bill O'Reilly got on the list. We have different categories, and we were actually able to fit Bill O'Reilly into every category except for reform bastards.
Uh-huh. I think you just bought yourself 5 minutes on this show.
You sure did. It says here you've researched the lives of more than 8,000 bastards.
Yeah, and let me tell you, I'm sure that we could have found many, many, many millions more. There is no shortage in the world of bastards.
Is there a litmus test for a bastard?
Yeah, I guess if your name is Bill O'Reilly. <make the list.
laughs> Oh, he's making us love him more, isn't
now,
he?
Now, to be terribly medical about this, a bitch is the son of a female dog.
Right.
A bastard
is a female dog.
Is a female dog.
Right. Yeah.
Right.
Is a bastard a
no,
female?
No, a bitch is a female dog. And I was correcting the first part.
And a bastard is a child
is
that
an illegitimate child.
Does not have a father.
Right.
Is that right?
But, and in fact, there's some of the folks that made our list of bastards were literally bastards.
Ah.
But we used it in the less formal sense and just people who, by any way you look at it, are just bastards.
I like the way you say it, yeah. Bill. I really do.
But, right. You know, some of them we got on the list as lucky bastards because one of the guys, for example, won the California lottery two times within a couple of years. Big jackpots, you know, in the $20 million range. And what do you think when you see a guy like that except what a lucky bastard?
Lucky bastard. Doesn't have to do anything.
In your opinion, on the list of bastards that you've compiled, who's really the biggest bastard? who's number one on your bastard list?
You know, again, it's all different categories of bastards, and obviously you've got folks on there like Joseph Mengele and Adolf Hitler, and I mean, everybody knows their...
Happy birthday, Rob.
The Pope made it onto the list.
Yeah, and I like the way you should explain how
the
Pope...
Why did the Pope make it on the list?
Well, because the guy's a Nazi, so, you know...
Pope Benedict, he's from Germany.
The Hitler Youth?
Was he a member of the Hitler Youth?
He was a member of the Hitler Youth. Wow. There are pictures of him. He says he didn't enjoy it, but, you know.
So that put him on the list.
Yeah.
You probably don't have any other popes, right?
No, actually, he is the only pope who made it onto the list.
Now, it seems... First, let me ask you, do you have an actual book that goes along with this website?
Yeah, the book isn't out yet, but anybody who... it's going to be... We're still a couple of months yet. If anybody that wants to be sure to be notified when the book is available, go onto the website, click on the press section, and that will link you to an email, and we can send you an email as soon as it's available and let you know.
I love that it says you are a self-proclaimed bastardologist.
Yes, that's me.
Now, I know that you've got a lot of famous bastards in there.
We do, and we have some less famous bastards, too. If you ask me who my favorite bastard is on the list,
sure.
And it doesn't necessarily maybe fit the horrible, evil, obnoxious, sick bastards, and of course, given that Bill O'Reilly, we've already addressed him fitting into all the categories, my favorite group is the Shakers. And this is a religion that there is no more, because this is a religion who, in order to be a Shaker, you had to have a vow of celibacy, whether you were married or not. We kind of all here generally felt that anybody who's going to invent a religion where nobody is allowed to have sex, that's probably not the best recruiting tool, nor is it the best way to guarantee there'll be more Shakers coming down the line. So.
Let's take a moment out for the other side now. Here with an opposing point of view is Bill O'Reilly.
Right.
Bill?
Have a happy abortion for Christmas.
Oh. Now, Bill, what do you mean by that? What
Hold
are you
on.
Saying?
Bill, what was that?
I'm an incompetent boob.
Uh-huh.
Please, you know, replace me.
All right.
Right. Bill the bastard.
You know, I'm sorry I brought pain to all those families, all those thousands of families.
Yeah, it should be.
He's a bastard.
Hey, Dick, you're a moron.
Well, now he's getting mad at
Bill
you.
Bill O'Reilly.
You go right ahead and make out in front of my 3-year-old daughter. Go right ahead and do that.
He makes controversial statements when he's on this
what
show.
What a bastard. Bill?
You know...
Bill's, which Bill?
No, Bill O'Reilly was about to say something that's really, really decadent.
Really bad.
Bill?
I guess our
leap
Bill
over the counter and pound me.
What about the one with oral? That one seems to be breaking. Here we go. How about this one?
I'm gay, so I want, you know, gay marriage so I can do X, Y, and Z.
Okay.
All right.
My doctor, he said I can have it.
Hey, Bill, how are you enjoying our out-of-context Bill O'Reilly tapes?
I love it.
Thank you.
I mean, I hate it.
Right.
He's the guy you love to hate.
Mm-hmm.
And when he's not groping his assistant, that
what
is.
What about an everyday bastard like a guy we know named Michael Todd Hughes? I'm sure you don't know much about this guy, but in the world of radio, he's generally perceived as, well, the biggest bastard in CBS radio.
Will he be in your book?
Well, you're going to have to submit his name and his information for consideration.
Are there bastards in your book that will surprise us?
Well, yeah, I suppose so. Lyndon Johnson made it onto the list.
Oh,
and a lot of people think
he's a bastard.
He was a good guy, but, you know, he killed 2 million Vietnamese folks.
Mm-hmm.
That put him on my list, at least, and some other folks as well. Bill Clinton is on the list. You know, he's a pretty clever bastard.
What about Carrot Top?
Oh, I like clever bastard. Uh-huh. That's good.
Carrot Top?
Yes.
No, Carrot Top's a good guy.
Are there comedians that are on the list?
I suppose Bill O'Reilly get a laugh every time I turn on the TV.
There's the Bill O'Reilly thing.
Yeah, he might hate him more than
because
we do.
I'm a heroin addict and I want it, so give it to me.
Jerry Lewis, by any chance?
Oral.
Is Jerry Lewis on the list?
No, actually, he's not. I always thought the guy was kind of a bastard. But
young girl's dead. I'm responsible.
Again, you know, we had a lot of bastards to work with, and we had to cut some really deserving folks. But, you know, with only 100 at the end of the day, with some folks that I'd have personally liked to see on the list, just I couldn't justify it.
So it's 100.
We're going to see to it that you die.
There's Bill again. So it's 100 bastards total, right?
That's what we ended up with. And that, again, Bill O'Reilly didn't count 10 times, so it was...
Man, I'm close to going toe-to-toe with this whore.
Martha Stewart, is she on the list?
No, she's not.
Give us some women that are on the list.
Yeah. Women who are... Ann Coulter.
Yeah.
I am so boring.
Faggot.
Ann Coulter's on the list. Lizzie Borden, I think, made it onto the list.
Lizzie Borden.
Yeah, I'm on my knees most of the time.
I'm not sure. I'm actually trying to... I'm not sure whether or not... the shoe fetish woman.
Imelda Marcos.
Thank you. I think she actually got cut at the last minute.
I'm sorry I raped that lady.
Well, Bill, we understand that. Any children that made the list or any young people that made the list?
No, nobody. No, because they're kids, you know.
I believe in beating a child.
Yeah, we cut them a little bit of slack.
Bill O'Reilly.
Thank you for being on the show.
Wow.
I wish we had more time. Certainly we have enough Bill O'Reilly tapes to last for a while.
Man, I'm close to going toe-to-toe with this whore.
Oh, stop it, Bill.
What's your website again? It's www.
Thosebastardsthebook.com.
We will be looking forward to that book coming out, and we wish you the best of luck with it, Bill.
All right, thank you, guys.
Thank you.
All right, bye-bye.
We're going to see to it that you die.
Oh, my God, Bill.
Young girl's dead. I'm responsible.
Right. Where's the one about oral, the one that would not play? Hold on a second.
Doctor, he said I can have it.
But hold on, it says oral.
That's not it.
You know, oral. My doctor, he said I can have
there,
it.
That's the beginning
it
of it.
There it is. That's
wonderful.
Boy, that's a good one.
Oh, but you know, we break those out every now and then, and they're sure sweet, aren't they?
Yeah, I'm on my knees most of the time.
they really are. Hello, Bill.
However, I think you might agree. This is maybe the best one of all time.
Have a happy abortion for Christmas.
Oh, that's Bill O'Reilly. Oh, Bill.
Oh, Bill, shut your mouth.
We're talking about Bill.
Bill O'Reilly.
All right. Thank you, bastard guy. Mm-hmm. Oh, this is something straight from today's headlines.
Oh, yes.
Mayor for life.
Oh, yeah.
Marion Barry.
Mm-hmm. You got your electronic device with you?
I've got it right here, Mike. I've reprogrammed it for Y2K.
Mm-hmm.
I am positive that I will be able to get dial tone and push buttons to hear the options on my BlackBerry.
That's going
to
be essential. You know, that's the way yours works. You've got a very special one.
Mayor Barry is in the news. In essence, the story is that he has not paid his taxes, and they want to throw his ass in jail.
Yeah, it's been a long time. It really has. But fortunately, he's still making money. One of the ways he makes money is by being your BlackBerry.
So we'll call it in just a second.
Very good.
Hi, Mayor Barry.
Oh, he's not here yet.
Oh, he's not?
No, you have to dial the right number to get in there. Hi.
I'm still dialing.
It's supposed to be on the phone.
I know. We got to set it up.
Come on.
Faggot.
No! Kelly Clarkson!
Oh, no.
Seems to be a bit of a malfunction.
Hey, you know something?
No, what?
I had a dream last night.
All right, BlackBerry coming right up.
This is the Don and Mike Show.